I speak to you in the name of Jesus, Son of David. Amen. When I was a young priest, I used to wonder why things never improved, why behaviors never changed, why people never got well. They brought their problems to my office, to the confessional, families in turmoil, ailing parents, children repeatedly in trouble, dead-end jobs. We talked about the problems, we prayed about them. I summoned as much pastoral discernment and counseling skills I could muster, but they never got well. People never changed their behaviors. They never stopped drinking. They never left their jobs. They never gave more generously to the church. They never stopped complaining. They never got well. After a while, I found myself in the company of the same people again and again. It was, I'm sure, a sign of immaturity that I felt so impatient with this repeat business. But that's how I felt. I needed many years of pastoral experience and the grace of many long-term relationships to understand how hard it is for people to change, how hard it is for them to get well. I used to imagine that continuing problems were caused by lack of willpower or excess pride. When there's a technology for everything, problems should be puzzles to be solved. There ought to be an algorithm that unlocks the secret of every trouble. Surely there's a solution. A new approach to stewardship will change behaviors and make people more generous. A new strategy will finally stop the anger that erupts over and over. Everyone can get well. All problems can be solved. But sometimes life is chronic. Sometimes life is just chronic. And a chronic problem can only be endured. There's no way out of chronic poverty. Chronic pain never goes away. Chronic addiction keeps destroying lives forever. Chronic is not a happy word. It makes us feel powerless and makes suffering seem endless. As Arthur Koestler remembered his days in a Spanish prison during the Spanish Civil War, time crawled through this desert of uneventfulness as though lame in both feet. What an awful way to live. Perhaps Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, was in such a state, sitting by the roadside that afternoon long ago when Jesus passed by. Since Mark peels back only a slice of the experience of this pathetic man, we don't know what he did or how he felt on other days. But disability is chronic, and relief is often not just elusive, but seems beyond hope. So Bartimaeus sat there, chronically sightless, perhaps in a place where he had simply learned to cope, but not to hope. But he heard that Jesus was passing by, and his cry went out, "Son of David, please hear me, son of Timaeus." "Once more I will try," he might have thought. "Once more I'll try." For some reason, the long loneliness of enduring chronic trouble does not actually immunize us from occasional outbursts of hope. So this chronic figure along the roadside, long dependent on the charity of others, cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many people told him to be quiet. Just like that, the voices of a chronic superego awaken and dampen hope. "Don't get excited. You're just setting yourself up to be disappointed. You can't really ignore your sickness. Your family isn't really any better than it was. You'll never stop drinking. Your depression is still lurking." All the voices together caution, "Be silent." But blind Bartimaeus, sitting by the roadside, chronically sightless, kept crying out until Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called to Bartimaeus, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." As you have heard, Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus. But every time I hear this story, this is the moment of grace. Take heart, rise, he is calling you. Don't be afraid, try again. God has noticed you. I believe that liberation from chronic trouble or affliction begins with that cadence of hope and encouragement. Take heart, rise, he is calling you. I am more patient now, I think, with people who don't seem to get well. I'm sure I know myself better, and I have learned how hard it is for me to change. I have known and witnessed others fighting to change their ways, sitting by the roadside every day, waiting for deliverance to pass by. But salvation means literally to be made whole or to be made well. Salvation means to be made well. And in the Gospels, salvation always comes by getting up and following. Salvation comes by getting up and following. "Go your way," said Jesus to Bartimaeus. "Your faith has made you well." Actually, a literal translation of the Greek would say, "You are being made well." You are being made well. Perhaps that's not a bad thing to say to those who are chronically troubled and discouraged. You are being made well. Such a promise may not cure physical pain. Such a promise may not reassemble the shards of shattered families. Such a promise may not lighten the bondage of anxiety. But as long as he is calling us, we may take heart and not be afraid. How serendipitous and gracious of God to have given us this story during the season we prepare to make offerings of our pledges for next year. There are few things in life more incapacitating than money, and our attachment to it, our fear of it, our desire for it, our fear of giving it away. I wondered for years why we stay sitting by the roadside with our money, why we are chronically afraid to let go. In a week or so, you will receive letters from brothers and sisters in this church telling about God's generosity, being made well in their lives and their families. They offer their stories to help us, to help us rise and see and follow. I don't run into blind Bartimaeus very much in most of the canned stewardship materials that are published. Not sure why. We often hear about the guys who were given talents. We hear about the widow with her small offering. We hear accolades for cheerful givers, but seldom blind Bartimaeus. And that's too bad. He should be the patron saint for stewardship, because no area of life is more chronic for most of us than our behavior of giving. I've been a priest for more than 43 years. In that time, the behavior of giving has not changed very much. The sure mark of a chronic condition. I'm not sure whether we have been blind or stuck or lazy or afraid. I will confess to you that in my own life, I have been all of those things at some time or other, and it has not been easy to get up from the roadside and throw off my cloak and ask for sight and be made well. You know about this parish and its mission. You will hear more about that this morning and in the next few weeks. You know about our need to give from our hearts and out of gratitude for God's generosity. All of it's true. And all of it needs your support. But more than anything, I invite you to look around you and see how close to the roadside you may be sitting. Every one of us could well be a son of uncleanness or a daughter of uncleanness like Bartimaeus. And our days are often lame in both feet. So if your chronically sore heart is crying for mercy, or your chronically blind eyes are straining to see ahead, or your chronically paralyzed will is unable to move, or your chronically cautious checkbook is tightly guarded, listen once again. Here, just before the holy city, in the shadow of the cross, take heart, get up. Jesus is calling you. Throw off your cloak and follow him. In our rising and in our following, we are not just meeting a budget. We are being made well. Amen.